I wanted to ask you, you know, because Ra says in the Law of One that if we're just 51% of the way there, then we're going to ascend to fourth density. I have a question about that. So you're saying that if I live my life more in accordance with, let's say, service to others, meaning that I'm not looking to be selfish, I'm looking to give back as much as possible, still, I need to have love and I need to have resources and money to live, but that doesn't mean that I hoard it all. It means I can share it. So the more I have, the more I can share. That would put me on the positive path, or the path to others, or service to others. Now, what does he mean by 51% when Ross says that? Does that mean that if I do it half the time and half the time I'm selfish, that if I do it just a little bit more to the positive, that I'll ascend? Okay, you're shaking your head. Go ahead and please elaborate.
Yeah, it's tricky because it sounds like achieving 51% service to others would be a lot easier than on the negative path, you have to achieve 95% service to self. But here's the caveat, is that Ra says it's actually equally difficult to achieve both graduation either way here in third density. Ra makes it pretty clear that the positive path, being the path of harmony and unity, is much easier to evolve on than the negative path, which is based on chaos and disharmony and separation. But here in third density, under the veil of forgetting, it's actually equally challenging to reach either one of those grades. And the reason is because of the ego in third density. Ego is the product of the veil of forgetting, where when a soul comes into third density, we don't remember anything. We don't remember that we're one with the Creator. We don't remember any of our past lives. We have no context for who we are, where we just came from. We're just born into this body and immediately identify with it. I am this physical meat suit. That's what I am. And that implies I'm separate from your physical meat suit. So we're separate and you're potentially an enemy. So a belief in separation is there immediately upon birth, basically. And then you grow and refine this ego, this sense of being a personal, independent self, when really you're one with all that is, and you are the Creator experiencing this person, but you have forgotten that this is who you are. So Ra says, the purpose of third density is for the soul to choose either one of these polarities, and then from there, it is the continuous refinement of that choice. So fourth through sixth density negative is the continuing refinement of your negative polarity, becoming more negative, becoming more polarized. And likewise with the positive. So the reason it's the same difficulty here is because you might say we have a kind of built-in negatively polarized engine working in our mind that's trying to drive us towards the negative. And the reason that this ego complex has to be here in third density is because the source in and of itself, the Creator, is purely positive in that sense. Now, the Creator is without polarity, but because of the nature of what polarity is, we could say that one of the two polarities must serve to represent everything that the Creator is. And then the other polarity must serve to represent everything the Creator is not, the opposite of the Creator's true nature. And that's the mirror that the Creator uses to know itself by. So Ra actually refers to the negative polarity on one or two occasions as the path of that which is not, meaning it is not the Creator's nature to be separate, to be in control of others, to take power over. The Creator is always power for everything. The Creator is supplying power to everything equally, not taking power over and dominating. So it's the opposite of the Creator's nature, but that's how the Creator knows itself, is by everything that it's not. So both are equally valid, but if we were just left with full memory of the universe and who God is and who we are, Ra says you would only be positively polarized. And in fact, for billions of years in the universe, before this idea was created to veil planet, third density planets, there was only the service to others path. There was no service to self path until one logos or star somewhere in the universe had this idea. When it was setting up its new experiment to run, it said, what if we block the memory of all third density beings what would that result in? What would that look like? And Ra says, literally, the Logos didn't know what would happen. And to its utter surprise, this new polarity was created called, they call the service to self path, or the negative, which is the ignorance of who the creator is. And that created this powerful dynamic that now forces the positive beings to polarize positive, because now they can't just hang out and be in Candyland forever and have a good time, because now there's a negative polarity here that's trying to take advantage of them and enslave them and control them. So it really started to force positively polarized beings to spiritually evolve. And that was the whole purpose of the experiment in and of itself.
So that negative polarity is kind of like a catalyst.
You got it. It's a catalyst.
A question comes to mind, maybe some viewers think the same, but why would it be that you can ascend on the negative path? That doesn't make sense.
Well, you can't ascend, technically speaking. I like to use the analogy of a shadow. Like if you have a tree or something, the sun shines on the tree and it casts a shadow. Well, that shadow can stretch really far depending on the angle of the sun, but a shadow can only stretch to a certain limit, and then it can't go any farther. And then as the sun goes down, the shadow disappears, right? All shadows have limits. All illusions have limits. And that's the case for the negative polarity, that the negative polarity will eventually realize that it can't gain any more polarization. And that's actually because it needs to become the higher self in order to do that. And Ra says that to their knowledge, there are no negatively polarized higher selves in the universe, which is a mid sixth density phenomenon, because that's it, to serve others is a positive act, right? And the whole purpose of the higher self is to guide all of its previous lifetimes to give it the best lessons and opportunities to learn and grow. A negatively polarized being can't serve another, even its past former self, without polarizing positively, right? So it reaches this conundrum, this predicament rather, where it's like, well, shit, I literally, there's nothing I can do to become more negative. So eventually Ra says these beings will just say, all right, whatever, I'll just concede to the positive, and they reverse and become service to others at that point.
But when I meant ascend, I meant from third density to fourth density. But we can, right? We can go from third to fourth density if we do the service to self path.
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what to me didn't really make sense. But
the thing about it is, to polarize either way, you have to overcome or transcend the opposite polarity. So the reason that Ra calls it the service to others path on the positive and the service to self path on the negative is because that's kind of like a little description of how you transcend the opposite polarity. So how do you transcend the negative polarity within yourself? You be of service to others, right? You go get beyond yourself. Stop being so selfish. Stop thinking about yourself all the time. Stop believing that you're the most important person in the universe and that your needs matter more, and start seeing others as maybe more important than you for a while. Start prioritizing the needs of others over yourself. It's helpful to almost think of it that way, of like, everyone else is way more important than me. I'm just here to be of service. And in doing that, you start to discover who you are. You start to discover the creator's love within yourself. You start to feel your oneness with all. And then being of service to others and helping others is the highest joy you could have imagined you would ever know. But when you're still negatively polarized to some degree, serving others looks like not a lot of fun. The ego thinks about serving others and it's like, whoa, you're telling me I gotta be concerned about other people's happiness too? Oh my God, what a bunch of work that's gonna be. I'm too busy trying to find my own happiness. How am I gonna go help other people find theirs? That's way too big of a burden for me. And the truth is, you actually find your happiness by serving other people, right? That's the spiritual paradox. I like to say that you can think of it as if the creator has locked away your happiness inside the heart of every other living being, so that the only way you could actually access it is to make other people happy. And when you make other people happy, it unlocks the happiness within you. Why? Because it's teaching you oneness. And oneness is the only source of peace and joy and love, right?
Yeah, and that, I think that little metaphor you just gave is really going to resonate with people. I very well explained, eloquently put, because I think many of the people that watch my channel know this, but to hear it like that, it really is compelling. It makes you just want to go out and help people.
Yeah.